The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Yeah. We're back for Crosstalk Unhinged. Except for Waddle, who is on another fantastic beach vacation in the Bahamas this time.
Living the good life, man.
Nothing wrong with that. Our guy Sylvie was living the good life earlier this week.
Yeah, we didn't think we were going to get one in this week because you were gone.
Yeah, but we pawned it off for nothing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Cancun was the destination this time for spring break. We've had this one booked. We all had a good time. I've been late to the party on Cancun.
Yeah.
I didn't know how good Cancun is.
Late to the party, huh?
I was always Riviera Maya, which is the Cancun area. Before that, Cabo. I'm a big Cabo guy.
Oh, yeah.
But Cancun is fantastic.
Was it a complete fucking shit show with spring break?
No.
You got young kids.
It was not.
What did you say? Somewhere exclusive?
It was like
somewhere exclusive. Were you more exclusive to where the party goers couldn't get at you?
Oh, well, like the college party goers.
That's what I'm talking about.
We had some college kids at our resort. We stay at this place called the Westin Laguna Mar. So it's a Westin.
Beautiful resort. Pricey. It's usually pricey for college kids.
It's on the good side of the hotel. Yes, you don't have a lot of kids going by themselves spring break. You have some kids who go with their parents. But again, it's a lot of little kids, like my kids.
That's better, yeah.
Yeah, we'll still get our drink on.
Bunch of fucking drunk idiots running around in front of your kids.
Right, jumping off of balconies.
Know?
Dad, what's that kid doing?
Exactly.
Dad, he's 20 floors up.
Jesus, that's all you need.
Oh, no, he hit the concrete, Dad. What does that mean?
Yeah, fucking kid.
It means he's dead.
Jesus, Yurko, you took it to fucking...
That dumb shit
was
dead.
Drinking and carousing and God only knows. I mean, you're talking about guys jumping off of 20-story buildings.
Back in its heyday, in spring break, you always had the fools that were jumping in the pool from the balconies. You always had that.
Oh, my God.
From how high?
I mean, 20 stories.
Well, that was the contest.
Got to be out of your fucking mind.
Oh, my God.
That was the contest.
Is there a win, what's the win worth? You know what I mean? The risk is all, when the risk is greater than the reward. What's the win?
Some young ladies think that's the cat's meow.
Right, so you can get off and be like, yeah.
I mean, helping you out of the pool there, you know? The next thing you know, good times are happening.
I'll tell you what bad times is, getting fucking splattered by the concrete. So.
Guys breaking their legs, hitting the edge of the pool.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Yeah, it's
all
no
right,
good.
Stop. I don't even want to think about it.
Well, either way, that didn't happen at your spring break.
It didn't. I
heard Waddle jumped out of a 20-story balcony, though, to jump into a pool.
A couple of things about Waddle. I was looking on Instagram. First of all, he's completely red. I know I'm super dark from being in the pool, but he doesn't turn tan.
No.
He just gets a different shade of pink.
He basically turns... it's perfect because we're in the studio and we've got a Bill Melton bobblehead from the late 70s when they had the red uniforms. He's the color of the White Sox hat right there. You see that? That's what Waddle is right now. I've seen the pictures too. And when he sits out in the sun too long... All he does is turn that color of red, whatever it is.
And just when you think he can turn more red, he's the opposite of cooked meat, right? When you barely cook the meat, it's really the bright red.
Right.
And then the more cooked it gets pink, and then until it's the color of the meat.
Little red Corvettes.
Yeah.
Waddle gets pink early, and then he turns a pinkish red, and then he gets red... And then a purpley red.
Unreal.
Never dark.
But he's having the time of his life. I'll tell you that.
Had the time of his life.
Have you seen the way he's been dressing too?
I have.
Out of a Tommy Bahama.
Absolutely.
Catalog. His wife has picked out this whole new
Merck, have you noticed this too? Because you're usually observant on the Waddle. You look at Waddle different than the rest of us, where you notice things on Waddle because you're staring.
Yeah, he notices things. He's staring at the outline in his trousers. That's what Merck is staring at. That's right, Merck.
You ever notice the new Tommy Bahama? He's we should start calling him Tommy Bahama.
He's very unkept right now. Like
he's partying.
He doesn't really.
He's disheveled.
He's not putting himself. Yeah, disheveled. Yeah, he looks disheveled. Yeah,
listen, when your mouthwash is bourbon, it's a problem with scotch. He goes to the mouthwash and he's gargling with scotch. That's not a good thing.
We're eviscerating him, poor guy, not even here to defend himself.
That's the whole point. Yeah, right?
He doesn't have to be here.
He does look like a walking Tommy Bahama catalog at night, though.
We should call him Tommy.
Yeah. Hey, what's
he
up, Tommy
Bahama? Tommy Bahama.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy B.
Have
Tommy
you ever noticed when he takes pictures, he always that same weird grin?
Always.
You can go back in time. Someone's, torturing me or someone's putting me up to this. Have you ever noticed that smile he's got?
The women like to take the pictures.
He goes back in time. You can go back in time and look at him, and that expression never changes.
That's awesome.
You think so? Like, it's like, what is it? How would you describe the pose? Like,
Merck?
What the fuck? We're doing another picture?
I don't know.
Keeping me from my drink?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got bad gas or something like that. I don't know. It's hard to explain this smile.
I got a cold Coors Light I got to get back to. I love it.
I'm going to tell this on the air, too. We had one, and this is perfect for Unhinged because I don't have to dial it up. We did a swim with the dolphins. Have you guys ever swam with the dolphins?
No.
I'm not going to have PETA people come after me now, am I? I mean, like,
what do you care for?
You might.
What do you mean?
What do you care if PETA comes after you?
Well, because some of
animals,
us aren't like you.
Animals are here. Maybe you ever think of that?
I mean, stop.
Animals are here to feed and entertain us. That's what animals are here for.
That's actually true. But
and if they don't do that, who gives a rat's ass?
That's actually not true.
What's not
some
true about
them,
it?
Some of them, provide jobs that help us work. And
animals provide jobs.
Help us work. They help ranchers use horses to help herd the cattle. You've seen Yellowstone,
yes.
Okay.
To feed and entertain us.
Insects do things to keep others.
Bees.
We need bees. We want to think
Carl,
about
where
it.
Would to be feed us. Spiders.
Where are spiders?
To feed us.
Bees.
To feed us, right?
Oh, you know, bees, the bees pollinate.
Bees feed us.
You know what?
Isn't the bumblebee the most important
thing
to the ecosystem?
Absolutely. It keeps the ecosystem thriving.
Yes.
The honeybee.
So the honeybee is the most important. I think species.
Sylvie's right
out there.
So you know,
because it's a cycle, right?
I mean, I understand why he wouldn't want PETA coming after him.
Yeah, you don't care,
fucking guy.
You don't care.
PETA's coming after me. Ooh, I can't sleep. What am I going to do? I can't sleep.
But there's always that one person.
Oh,
PETA. Think about Yerk, because he's able to dismiss that one person. Me, like an asshole, I think about the one person.
I know
who's saying this shit about me, and I'm like,
how dare you?
Yeah, well. You know what they do to those dolphins?
Well, what? So what is it like? Are you in an enclosure?
They're well treated. And they were telling us, I mean, I don't know what's true, but they were saying out in the ocean, these dolphins live till they're 25, 30.
Really? That's it? I'm surprised at that.
And then in where they
captivity?
Keep these, where they keep this at the place we went.
You can say it. It's captivity. I know you don't want to.
50 years.
Well, so.
Because of the predators. They're
Well, dolphins don't have many natural predators, do they?
That's what they told me.
Let me ask you this. Is it better to live 25 years
free
or 50 in captivity?
Don't know. I mean, I think like you're
the
supposed
answer
to
is 1 year free as opposed to 50 in captivity.
Well, there you go.
They also told us all the dolphins there that are doing the tricks and you're riding on and you're
oh
doing all
God.
This stuff.
So you're actually riding on.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wait till I tell you the story.
We pissed off PETA already. Yurko's mad at us. Let's hear it.
That all the dolphins there are born there. So,
okay.
Like, none are taken from the ocean.
All right.
I mean, it had to start somewhere.
Right. Sure. The initial ones were taken from the ocean.
But the ones that I think are used in the tricks have been born and raised there
in captivity.
So, like, and first of all,
I've gone on the dolphin ride. I've had fun.
Have you?
I had poor dolphin.
Tell Carmen about
poor
like, the
dolphin
ride.
Crying
oh,
in Bahamas.
That poor dolphin.
That poor dolphin crying in Bahamas.
I mean, really.
Right there at my. He goes, so put your toes together. That dolphin was doing so much extra work. It was unbelievable.
It's like at the dude ranch when you go on the horses and the horse looks at your cone. He's like, no, come on.
Everybody
please.
Else is pushing speedboats through the water to get me, and I'm the Exxon Valdez. That dolphin filed a complaint with the union. He went back. He goes, come on.
He filed the complaint. playing with PETA.
What do I got to push that big fat fuck for? There was this guy in our group. His name was Hugo, and he spoke Spanish. He was from Mexico, and he looked like a Hugo that you don't want to mess with. Yeah. He's a bigger guy.
Sure. Hugo Chavez.
Yes, a bigger guy like Yerk. But for some reason, in the water with that life jacket, had no bearings, and was very embarrassed, and didn't want to do stuff, and was embarrassed. And I said, "Do you want me to hold you?"
Oh my god!
To bet, like this was the part where the dolphin would come from behind you. You're holding a kickboard, and the dolphin would come from behind, and
push
it would push your legs.
Yeah,
really. You'd keep your legs down, and it would raise you up in the water.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes.
That's how it does it?
Yes. And the kids
trained to do it.
Mason and Braxton did it.
And
I did
it's easy
it.
With the little kids.
It's
the little
easy.
Kids, they push the little kids 1,000 miles an hour.
It's a really cool sensation. Like,
yeah, Nico and Jake did it too.
So, wow. Like, the sensation from behind is...
it's a wonderful sensation when a dolphin takes you from behind.
It comes, it's on a run, it's swimming, and then it taps you on the feet a couple times to get the good grip or to get the good spot. And you're like, okay, like, what is it going to start pushing? And then it pushes you, and you're going way faster than you ever thought.
This is
incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's such a
powerful
fun experience.
Animals.
Powerful.
Yeah, they're powerful. Yeah.
So, but Hugo, they couldn't take out, and he was embarrassed. And this is a big guy. Big, strong, I guess. I said to the guy who was our host, I said, "You want me to hold Hugo's kickboard so he balances?"
In Spanish?
Huh?
No, he's in Spanish.
No, and so the translator said to him, he says, "Yes."
All right.
I felt so bad for this guy, and I was holding his kickboard from behind.
Did he appreciate
the help, though? He did, but then as the dolphin came from behind, it pushed him. And he log rolled like three times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
And never got pushed. And he's like, no mas.
Roberto Duran.
Yeah, Roberto Duran right up top.
What Yerko was saying. I felt so. My wife does a great impression of Hugo.
Did he give you the reach round to thank you?
No, he was just super embarrassed. You've never seen such a big, strong guy. Who you would probably, if you saw on the street, you'd be scared of.
Yeah.
But then in the ocean, he was a very embarrassed soul.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
This is priceless.
So the
water, the great equalizer.
Yeah, it sure is. You better believe it.
They're measuring, like, these people, what they're doing, they're very careful of everything. They're making sure that Braxton's 6 years old, and he turned six in a few days.
Yeah.
So we had to fake it to get him in the water. And did he have the right bracelet on? And we went through a whole 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Mason then measured, and maybe Mason was like a half inch shorter than they would have liked. And we had to get the manager over again. Oh. And like, they're taking all these precautions with the kids. And it's good. It's a good, safe thing. And then we got them all cleared. And then they're like, okay. And you got the trainer, and he's like, okay, everybody, it's time to show you a little bit about the dolphin. He was like, the dolphin's going to swim by. I want you to feel the skin. And then as the dolphin swims by, you put your hand out and you just feel the skin. And then they say the dolphin skin sheds once a day or something like that, blah, blah, blah. It's the softest skin on any animal.
Wow.
And everything like that. And then they do like a couple more things. And then he goes, let me teach you a little more about the dolphin.
Jesus Christ.
He had the dolphin flip over.
Oh, no. And he showed you his cock and ball? Did he? Is that what he shows you?
You're close. We had a female dolphin.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And this is after all the precautions with the kids. I've got a 6-year-old and a soon-to-be 8-year-old. And there's another little kid with Hugo on the thing. And then, okay, we're going to... And this is where the poopy comes from, and this is where the peepee comes from, and this is the vagina, and this is where the baby comes from, and he basically scissored the dolphin.
What did the kids say? Were they like, what? What do you mean?
What did the kids? The kids didn't know shit, but my wife was going crazy. My wife couldn't believe what the guy was doing.
Did you get that? This is phenomenal.
Daddy, was that a pussy? Daddy, was that a pussy? And what do you and Allie say? What do you and Allie say? I couldn't believe what this guy.
No, that's a ninny.
This is phenomenal.
That's what we call a ninny.
And then tell us that on the males, that the like you said, the cock and balls, you put it, the cock and balls are on the inside of the dolphin.
Yeah, and they come out.
Yeah, comes out.
And they present themselves.
It does.
What he was doing.
Oh, my Lord.
Now I'm going to have PETA come after me.
This is amazing.
The hell with PETA?
This is amazing.
And here's the poopy, and here's the pee-pee. And after all they did to make sure that the kids were cool, and like that, you thought this was going to be like a family-friendly thing, and then it was sex ed.
I know. Now you're going to get a sex ed class for dolphins. Well, they are mammals after all, so. That's amazing.
I mean, listen, this is where you learn that kind of stuff. You go to a zoo, you see things happening out there, you got to tell the kids what's going on, you know?
Truly amazing.
Daddy, what's that rhinoceros doing to the other one?
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Well, he is
mounting her. That is fan-fucking-tastic.
And then he starts singing in the background, the circle of life.
I can't wait.
You know? That's what it's all about. There ain't no hiding it.
Right.
It's not changing. Even in this weird world we live in, it doesn't change. It doesn't change.
The closest we got to a dolphin was when we were on vacation in December. But we were out in the, you know, we were out snorkeling
in
over
the
reef. And he was, at one point, probably 15 feet. He or she, I don't know. 15. I didn't see the vagina or
5 meters?
Or the
poopy or the pee-pee comes from.
Yeah. It's inside so you're not going to see anything. An animal swimming there doesn't need to have a rudder in the water.
No, I know.
That's why the dolphins got it inside.
It was probably 15. The closest he got was probably 15, 20 feet away from us. It was pretty remarkable to be in the open ocean like that.
See
and to
sharks.
See this dolphin just kind of coming up and down. It swam.
See any sharks?
We did not, thank goodness. That would freak me out.
That would have been fun.
No, I don't want to see sharks.
Some sand sharks.
I don't want to do swimming with sharks. Not
you
for me.
You don't get a cage, Carm?
No.
Shark Week, if they ask you? Carmen,
I saw someone
come
do that recently.
Yeah.
And you guys were just talking on the show how you never get back on a horse because of what happened at Hawthorne. But, like, would you get in a cage if they said, we're shark specialists? My buddy Nate. You know Nate Eisenberg, who's a big promoter.
Right.
Gets into the monster trucks and
your
all
buddy
the
corned beef.
No, stop it.
Your buddies were Nate there for meat, right? Burger, pork chop, corned beef, all the guys.
Nate does all the promotions marketing for the for Monster Jam and stuff like that.
Okay. That's how the kids go for free, right?
Yeah. Him and his wife just went into the ocean in a cage.
In a cage?
Nice.
And the shark experience. A lot could go wrong.
Yeah, you know what, what if you get down in that cage and you're pissed off at her already? Do you even think about when the sharks are there just shoving her through the hole?
I wouldn't, but...
I'm asking you.
Now you've got more groups coming
I'm
after
asking
you.
Realistically, we got somebody protecting the sharks? Nobody likes the sharks.
No. Somebody protecting the woman you're throwing to the sharks, maybe?
I'm thinking about it.
Saying you're using
if she smarted off to you, boom, here. Why don't you go out and swim with him for a while?
No.
See how that is?
No.
Huh?
No.
Who's the big guy now?
It does...
the big guy now?
It does amaze me. Not Hugo.
If
you
were
ever
in that situation.
It does amaze me during Shark Week how much footage you actually have of people just like these. And there are people that are obviously comfortable doing that. They're very
professionals.
But they're just swimming in the open water with sharks. No cage.
No, I would never.
It's insanity.
I think they got an electric prod with them just in case.
I don't know, Yerk.
I think they got a prod with them just in case.
I don't even know.
I'm not talking about
I would trust that.
I'm not talking
either.
About
a
hammerhead
shark or a fucking bull shark or a great white.
Well, I think the great white is the one you're really worried about.
Or the bull
shark. And maybe a black tip shark.
Tiger
like
sharks, monkey
sharks. Yeah, most of the time a hammerhead just wants to be left alone.
Well, they're down at the bottom,
I guess. They get made fun of all the time of their snouts, you know?
They're down on the bottom.
In the shark world, they look at, look at that idiot down there.
I don't know. I wouldn't.
Go shovel the sand with your nose, you moron.
Not for me.
What's the stat? Is the stat... You're more likely to get hit by lightning than by eaten by a shark or attacked by a shark.
Yes.
What are the chances, though, if you have if you're near a shark? Like, are you more likely to get stung by a bee when there's a bee around you or get bitten by a shark with a shark around you?
I bet
you
it's still stung
by
a bee.
A shark, do you need an EpiPen?
You might, because they do have toxins, they do have toxins.
No, I think you need a hospital.
Well, you might need a new leg.
They just take a little nibble.
No, but there are poisons in their, I think, in their saliva that
could do that.
Yes.
So I might die anyway. If I don't have an EpiPen, I would stab myself in the leg I have left.
And I'm guessing, Sylvia, you'd be more likely to still be stung by a bee. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Bee stings are, pretty common. You might see one in the summer.
It's the one thing that entertains me on Instagram.
But there are more bees.
Beekeepers.
Yeah, remember, there are way more bees.
Right, but most of your bees are normal, just chilling bees. They're the ones that haven't been Africanized.
I don't even know what that means.
That means they're Africanized bees are ones that are more hostile.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they were worried about the honeybees, the total population of that becoming Africanized and that being a problem.
Oh, because we need the honeybee. Like we saw, comes full circle. We need honeybees.
Need honeybees.
Can you identify the difference right away between a wasp, a bee?
Yes.
Wasps are bigger.
Wasps also have a different look altogether.
They do have a different look. They look more ferocious. Yeah. Wasps are scarier looking. They are.
Much scarier, yeah.
Bees are, you know, they're not so bad. We were talking about the Sting logo earlier today. Remember how great the Sting logo was?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Not just the Sting logo is one of the best logos of all time. With the
it's
bee.
Stinging, yeah. The sting of the
stinger about to, like.
Yes.
With the soccer ball. Yeah. With the ball right above it.
Yeah. All-timer.
It's fantastic.
It was great.
I'm glad you had a good time on your trip.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you did too. You look nice and tan. It looked fun.
I think I'm a little over tanned.
No, you know, the one guy who's
tanner than the rest of society.
That's okay.
In a cold weather environment.
Like George Hamilton.
Then people know that you went somewhere. That's all.
That's fine.
You get to flaunt it in front of people.
If you look like George Hamilton.
I'm sorry you couldn't go to Mexico, but that's where we were.
No, it's fine.
So you take your paley ass and go to work.
It's better than being here this time of year. This is when it starts to get rough.
I'm heading to Florida.
This is the worst part.
I'm heading to Florida in a month.
Oh, God bless you.
Where you going?
I'll be at Marco Island.
Go see Foxy, too?
Who?
Dana is at Marco Island right now.
Who?
Dana.
Well, good for her. Wonderful. What are you doing down there? Camp or spring break?
With her friend.
Oh, beautiful.
Are you going to swim with the dolphins?
No.
No?
No, 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 no. We'll go down there. We'll have some fun. Okay. We'll find a way to have fun.
I bet you will.
Playing a little bit of golf. Playing a little bit of golf down there.
Uh-huh. Are you going to bring some Blue Chew with you?
I never travel without it. Yeah. I got a Blue Chew on me right now.
When he's on the beach, they're going to yell, look, there's a beached whale.
It's better be careful.
Oh, boy, that's original.
I was going to say that.
Let's go with the original thought. Nobody's ever said that before, ever.
Merck, you better watch it.
No. Go with but it's cutting-edge comedy there, Gallagher.
Speaking of Blue Chew, Gallagher, that putts. Speaking of Blue Chew, you've heard us talk about it for years. Really, you've heard Yurko talk about it for years. And he knows the importance of Blue Chew. He tells you all the time, nothing to be ashamed of. Guys, if you need it, you better use it. Blue Chew enhances your performance. It gives you the confidence that you need to make your partner get to that big O. And we're not talking about Oscar Robertson here. Here's a special deal for all of our fans. Try Blue Chew for free. I said free when you use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com. And then when you check out, put in the promo code UNHINGED, and they're going to give you a month's worth of Blue Chew for free. Take it with you on spring break.
And support the people who support us. Look, Blue Chew was the first to step up. They saw this podcast. They knew it was the biggest growing podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
That's right.
And they said, we need ourselves a part of this. It's a perfect partnership, so go out and support Blue Chew.
Yes.
Anything else sports wise you want to get after?
We don't do any sports. Who cares? This is this podcast. We don't need sports.
About what?
Well, I wanted to bring up. I loved your conversation with Merkin about baseball.
I can't do
baseball,
it.
No, you can't do it.
He's out of energy.
I am with Merk to a certain degree. I know exactly what you're saying.
We don't.
Your
judge
job
players.
Is to get on base.
Yeah. We don't judge players anymore, especially over
average.
Seasons by batting average.
Of course not.
That's it.
He's talking about putting balls in play, too. Action.
I like balls in play. It's good. But your ultimate job over a season.
I like it, too.
Not one scenario or one example or even 10. Over 600 plate appearances, your job as an offensive player is to get
and
on
while
base.
You're getting on base, odds are you're driving in runs.
Odds are you're
of
doing
course.
A lot of good things for your team.
Of course. Things are
That's
happening.
It. That's your job.
So Carmen's telling you that's the most important stat.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just say batting average still matters.
What about BABIP?
Well, that's a luck thing, isn't it? I mean, a lot of times isn't BABIP luck?
Well, when it's really high, it can be.
What about DOAC?
Or unlucky, right?
When it's really low.
What about the DOAC?
That's his defensive outfield acreage coverage.
Oh, yeah.
It's very important. Yeah. You're playing a team with a weak DOAC. Odds are you're going to
Is that Jay Hayes' number one stat line in the DOAC?
DOAC. It should be.
That's why Yurko created it for Jason Hayward.
I created that.
Oh, did
for
you?
For Jason Hayward.
Was it really created for Jason Hayward?
The theoretical defensive, superior defensive talent.
Yeah.
And
we all like balls in play. It's fine. Guys that can make contact, it's great. It is. That's all terrific. We judge players, offensive players, over seasons by their ability to get on base.
Period.
The only thing I would say to that is postseason. Okay, right?
Well, because now you're talking small sample.
Right,
talking
small sample. We're always judging guys based on 600 plate small appearances. Samples. So now in the postseason, I think a lot of the teams who are always judging these guys who don't put the ball in play, who do get on base at a high point, and it's why I believe the Cubs went so many years after winning the World Series by not advancing and not getting hits and not getting runs. They had too many guys who couldn't put the ball in play. I believe when the luck factor comes into it more and good things could happen when the ball is put in play. Like, for instance, would you rather have a guy who gets on base at a 330 average?
330 batting average?
330 on base percentage.
Gotcha.
On base, everything else is equal, right? On base, 330. But he puts the ball in play a lot more than a guy who goes 340 on base percentage over 600 plate appearances.
If you're telling me it's 7 percentage points only, I could maybe buy it.
You know
that
what
thing.
I mean? That's all. I think there's some nuance here where I believe Yurko's about to leave. I'm sorry.
I can kind of buy if it's that.
I'm sorry for going sports. I spent a week and a half
is that small. Unhinged is not sports.
All right. What are you doing this weekend? You told us what you're doing in a month.
Well, this week I'm watching basketball.
You're going
to
be
not
in
on
watch
the golf course. It's too cold. I don't like to play when the golf course is wet. So no golf course for me. I might have to do some yard work. I might hire some of the local kids around there and buy some extra rakes. I need my yard rake.
Yeah,
right.
Should we recruit some people.
I'll do some of my own. I'll do some of my own stuff. But I'm talking about the high school kids.
Okay, tweet Yurko if you would like to work on his yard.
That's right.
Go rake what's the
how
pay rate
would you
right
like
here?
To mow my lawn?
What are you
back
doing
to the Blue Chew Ring.
What are you doing this weekend?
You could mow. You said mow. Yurko's lawn.
It'll be cash.
How much?
And a Jimmy John sandwich.
Ooh.
Depends how long they work, Carm.
Okay.
I don't. If they get the thing done in an hour, I'm not paying them more than 1 hour's work. Right. But I will get them a Jimmy John's sandwich.
$15 an hour?
Oh, so it's not by the job.
Whoa,
it's by the hour.
I'm paying them cash.
$8 an hour? $10?
Ooh. Whoa. What are you?
We can't be less than
giving money away. What do you mean?
Can't be less than $8.
It's off the books. The government's
this isn't 1989.
Really? $8 an hour, you cheap bastard?
You got Joe Biden coming down trying to reach into my pocket
again?
You can
at least give him $10 an hour and buy him a Jimmy
John's? Keep Biden out of my pocket.
I'm the chief guy.
You understand? Keep Biden out of my pocket.
What does that mean?
Keep out of my pocket.
I'm asking you what you're going to pay. You got to pay him an honest wage.
I'm
going
to pay him something.
Gee, what is this? Slave labor over here, this guy.
I'll give him an autograph.
Look at Merck.
Baseball card.
Merck Campbell's beside himself.
That's what Michael did, right? Didn't Michael used to tip guys with a signed golf ball?
No, this is what he did. This is what Michael tipped my buddy who was dealing for him. And he won a lot of money while he was dealing for him.
Cards?
Back in the old days when it was, Trump, when they actually had ships out there and there were boarding times.
Yes.
Boarding times if you were going to get on there.
Yeah.
So he was dealing for him. One, he gave him his Kangol off his head and signed a Kangol off his head.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he could sell
I'd rather have money, but he was happy to get something.
I guess he could sell.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's my man.
It is amazing, though.
David Piotrowski, they call him Wavy.
I know he's a billionaire, and I know he's smart with his money, but it is amazing that the billionaire says, you know what? Instead of giving this guy a $100 bill or a $50 bill, I'm better off giving him my Kangol.
It's crazy.
Like, what's the mentality there?
I don't know.
Well, he didn't like to pay his golf bets.
No.
Slim bowler.
That was a problem.
Yeah, well, you know, that finger, you know. Cigar cutter.
Do you believe that?
Who's cigar cutter?
We've heard some stories.
Okay. He's cut how many cigars in his life?
I believe it's from a cigar cutter. Holding the cigar cutter?
Who was holding the cigar cutter? Yeah. That's the story.
All right.
We'll save that for the next Unhinged.
All right, so tell your friends about Crosstalk Unhinged. Support Blue Chew. You can get it on the ESPN Chicago app. I know you know this by now because you're listening. Or you can get it wherever you get your podcast. But text your friends. So you got to listen to Unhinged. It's fantastic. They talk about dolphins' vaginas.
Yes, and why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy Bahama.